Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thank you, Bill O'Brien. Bye-bye, Aaron Colvin. We have an aggressive head coach and shot caller and Clint Sterner. I love it. But first, good afternoon. How you doing, my friend?
Yeah, man.
Say hello to Houston.
I'm doing well. I had to do some landlord things this morning.
I didn't have to trim the bayou.
And there's no secret message there. I didn't have to trim the bayou this week, but I had some landlord issues this morning. I had to call some tenants, try to get some things straight. But
To get some money from these deadbeats, right?
Look here, it's no. I mean, look, I've been behind on bills. I paid rent a time or two.
D&M Leasing, we've heard the promos, man.
Look, I get it. It's to each their own. But it's what I signed up for, baby. When I decided to be a landlord, and so I had to deal with some of that this morning. But it's all good, man. Nothing that's gonna ruin my day. I assure you of that, my man.
Okay. Well, you need to pay my man Clint them ducats, man.
Yeah,
Get them ducats to Clint.
Yeah, quit bull jiving, man. Look, it's one thing to not pay bills. It's another thing to not communicate, not text, not call, no email, no
don't
nothing.
Don't be ghosting my boy.
I ain't Kobe and you ain't Shaq. Don't scream me all day long, baby. Give me some feedback. I'm a reasonable dude. Give me some feedback. Hit me with a 20 spot every now and then. Just let me know you didn't forget about the money you owe me. That's all. That's it. Just a smooth 20 in the mail every now and then. Just let me know, hey, man, I'm working.
A little drip irrigation.
That's it.
Drip irrigation.
No pay. Then you're screening me like Shaq. Nah, man. We got to do better than that. I can't. I had to send out the old eviction notice this morning.
Uh-oh. It just got real. And speaking of evicted, Aaron Colvin has been evicted from the Texans locker room. And, man, that escalated quickly. Now, Clint, I thought that maybe a lineup change was coming. I did not see Aaron Colvin being cut after one game. But, Clint, I like it. I like it a lot. Philip Gaines was signed. We'll get into him. He's a journeyman cornerback, former third-round pick to the Kansas City Chiefs, played his college football at Rice. We'll get into that side of the story as we move on and evolve here between our four-hour radio adventure. But, Clint, this is another sign of Bill O'Brien's aggressiveness on and off the field. I love the fourth down and one call against the Saints on Monday night where Deshaun takes it into the end zone from 20 or 21 yards out. The aggressive moves with the four trades on one day, right before this, you know, Tunsil Clowney, the whole thing.
Yeah.
And now we have this. He saw one terrible game from Aaron Colvin and bye-bye. I love this aggressive mindset.
Rick, look, I think this thing goes all the way back to when we talked about Brian Gain being relieved of his duties. I said it's somehow, some way, Brian Gain's approach did not lead up and marry how Cal McNair and Bill O'Brien want this organization to proceed. They wanted it to be, and I just kind of went out on a limb a little bit and said I think that they want to be a little more aggressive. The whole Brian Gain build through the draft, develop, they don't have time for that. Bill O'Brien doesn't have time for that. Bill O'Brien doesn't have time to worry about the two first-round draft picks that he sent to Miami for Laremy Tunsil. Bill O'Brien, he's not going to live as the Houston Texans head coach long enough to develop a 2021 offensive lineman to protect Deshaun Watson. That's out of the equation. Whether we agree with it or not, that's out of the equation. So, look, this is just the most recent aggressive move that Bill O'Brien and the panel and Cal McNair have made. And it just, again, we're talking about play calling, the roster moves as of today, the trades a week and 2 weeks ago. I mean, there's a lot of writing on the wall that says the time is now. The time is now for the Houston Texans to make a push.
Clint, you can't let one mistake turn into two mistakes. Okay, you made a mistake with Aaron Colvin. You did. You took a shot at it. He came off a really good year with the Jacksonville Jaguars, and you gave him big money. And he sucked last year, and he had a terrible game on Monday Night Football. So, and he didn't play all 16 games live, but that's essentially a 17 game plus the playoff game, 18 game sample. We didn't like what we are seeing. We're admitting that we made a mistake signing him. Too much money, wrong dude, bad scouting, the whole thing. But we're not going to let one mistake lead to another mistake. You're out of here.
Yeah, I mean, to me, it's last year there were some injury issues. The system was new. And I think that's all valid and justified and a real part of this equation. But when you look at Aaron Colvin, for me, and you can tie it back, and just for the sake of painting a picture, you can tie it back to this week's game. You know, there was some communication issues on the touchdown. There was a safety that vacated center field on the 41-yard catch to Ginn. And then there was a confidence problem at the end of the game. The last offense or defensive play of the game.
After getting torched by Ginn.
I mean, I'm sure it's something that's been building over time. But where I'm going with that is you can have a DB that maybe, you know, didn't communicate a certain situation right or maybe didn't execute a certain technique right. If you're going to press Ted Ginn in third and two, you better disrupt him off the line of scrimmage. You can't. He stumbled a little bit to his left, and Ted Ginn was 2 or 3 yards behind him, and it was game over. Safety vacated center field for some reason. Don't know if that was part of the plan or if that was instincts. Either way, it exposed Aaron Colvin. And we, as a coach, you can get over all that. You can get beyond that right there. What you can't – you cannot play – there's two positions on this field. The game of football. In the game of football, there's two positions that you cannot play without confidence, and that's quarterback and cornerback. I know he's a slot corner, but that's still a cover guy. It's a cornerback. I'll argue that it's more difficult to play slot corner than it is outside because receivers got two-way goes. But you cannot play this position without confidence. And what I saw at the end of that game, to me, was a confidence issue. You didn't feel like – and the lack of confidence rolls over into, okay, now you're making mistakes and you're not aware of the situation and it's costing the team – field position, 3 points, and third down stops, getting off the field, and you cannot play this position with no confidence. It's just not going to happen, and it was time to cut bait.
B.O.B. addressed the media at 12:30 today. You heard a lot of it live during Landry Locker and John Lopez's show In the Loop here on Houston Sports Leader Sports Radio 610. Here's B.O.B. moving on from Colvin.
We waived Aaron Colvin. Aaron worked hard for us, was a good teammate, good pro. Just felt like it was in the best interest of our team and for Aaron to, for him to get a fresh start and for us to move in a different direction.
Because we're trying to win games in this piece, right? We're trying to win games up in this piece. So, bye-bye.
Yeah, look, I mean, it just didn't work out. I think as we look at it from the outside looking in, we look at the performance Monday, and it just quite frankly wasn't up to snuff. It just wasn't good enough at the end of the day. I think Bill O'Brien and I think he's seen this growing over time. Look, when John McClain comes out and says that, you know, he expected the Texans to make a move and bring in a slot corner, he didn't just lay in bed last night twiddling his toes and go, oh, well, I think this is a good topic tomorrow. He's talked to people and he's aware of a situation that's sour at best. It's in the process of souring to the point of cutting or at least benching. And so this is something that over time, I think it grew to the point of, hey, it's time to cut bait, even if it does cost $7.5 million to do it.
So, we're going to talk a lot about Aaron Colvin, Lonnie Johnson, Bradley Roby, in this whole scenario, Philip Gaines, as the show goes along. But the Antonio Brown thing has gone from like ludicrous and ridiculous and knucklehead to potentially criminal. There is a major allegation/accusation against him for 3 counts of sexual abuse, including as the lady is telling it, she's accusing Antonio Brown of rape. And I want to be as careful as I can. These are allegations. These are accusations. Nothing has been proven yet. Antonio Brown and his attorney are flatly denying all of it. They're going to fight it to the nth degree, but this is a major, major story of just coming off of all of the drama from Oakland to New England, and now this.
Yeah, I mean, and the thing, I saw Drew Rosenhaus on TV this morning, who is his agent, and he He made it loud and clear that this is a civil case, not a criminal case. And so for whatever that's worth, what that means to all my lawyers out there, what I take that as is it's about money and not jail time, right?
Yeah, and I did read the lawsuit is for $75,000 from this particular woman who went to college with Antonio Brown and was either friendly with him, a personal trainer of him. That part of this whole situation is a little gray.
Yeah, here's the deal is, again, there's the problem is what little bit of, I don't know if it's evidence, maybe these emails that have came out or emails or text messages that have come out, it at the very least, whether he's innocent or not, it shows that there's, again, some serious issues with this cat. I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, I've done some very questionable things in my time. And things that I'm not proud of. I think we probably all have. But some of the things that this guy's done over the last two or three months, and really over, let's say the last two or three years, throwing furniture off balconies, and it's just things that you just go, man, this guy is not of sound mind and body at this point in time. There's clearly a disconnect with reality and the real world and what's right and wrong. And so at the very least, I don't know what he's going to be convicted of or guilty of, or I don't know anything about all that, but there is no doubt that this is just one more piece of this pie that screams this dude needs help. This dude wants help, needs help, and playing ball should not be on the radar. In fact, I'll go as far to say this. If it weren't the New England Patriots,
tell me more,
that rolled the dice on Antonio Brown, the national media would be skull-dragging whatever organization that was. If this was Jerry Jones in Dallas, Jerry Jones would be the worst dude in America, right? If this was some team that's Cleveland, that's been dysfunctional, there's a lot of hype around, they would skull-drag these teams. Now, that may be because they know if they skull-drag them, they're going to get a little meat on that bone, and they're going to get some time, they're going to get some stories, they're going to get some headline porn, right? So they're going to get some, they're going to get some clickbait. But the fact that it's New England, it's like everybody lets it go and it's water under the bridge. To me, that's a big part of this story. It's like Alabama in college. Boy, a lot of times it's just water under the bridge because it's Saban and you know you're not going to get any.
You mean when they catch some of his players late at night with the aroma of marijuana and all that kind of stuff?
And we go ahead and play. I mean, Chung, I don't know what came of it, but the dude allegedly got caught with cocaine in the car.
Cocaine possession,
2 weeks ago, and I believe he had a tackle or two last week.
Yeah, I think he did.
I mean, Gordon's been through.
If you're out of jail, you can play for us.
And he scores a big-time touchdown. I mean, it's just one of the things where if that were going on with different organizations, if that were here in Houston, Bill O'Brien would get skull drugged down 59 out here in 5 p.m. traffic.
You know why this is going on? Where do the New England Patriots play?
In the Super Bowl.
Right. Well, that's a good point. Very high that's profile, right. Very successful. They play in the Northeast. Where does most of the media generate from? The Northeast. And you think the Northeast is a little bit protective of their own? I've lived up there. They are. They protect their teams and their players and their coaches like they're frigging children.
Yeah.
Okay? You think the Boston media is going to go in on Belichick and Brady and this whole thing about this?
They should.
Hell no.
I mean, it's one of that's just one of them deals for me, man, that I am. There are a couple of national media talking heads, and I don't mean that disrespectful because we're one of those, but that I respect simply because they're sticking to their guns as far as saying, hey, man, this guy should not be playing ball and he shouldn't play this week.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.